All right, my friends, welcome back to another power-packed episode of the Strong Life Insider. I'm your host and your boy, Zach Evanesh, Underground Strength Coach and Underground Strength Gym, founder, owner, strength fanatic. And in this episode, I'm going to read to you some excerpts from an awesome book, a favorite book of mine from a fellow New Jersey native who is no longer with us, Anthony DiTillo Sr., and this book is called The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power. I did an episode on this in my Iron Roots podcast, which was sponsored by Play. You could check that out on YouTube, and of course, go to ZachEvanesh.com or ZachStrength.com, and you'll be able to watch and listen to that episode, but you'll be able to see the video where I show you the books and kind of give you that inside tour of my old school strength office. Now, what's interesting is I've been training on and off at commercial gyms the past, 16 months or so because of my work schedule and because of my travel schedule with my kids and their sporting events. And I have seen some crazy things. And what I wanted to do in this episode was simply talk about what I want people to do when they go into these commercial gyms. Excuse me. That being said, I thought to myself, what could be better? What could be better than reading from Mr. Anthony DiTillo's book, The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power? And I was so inspired that today when I trained, I squatted from the pins. Believe it or not, that was my first time doing those kind of squats. I'm going to explain a little bit later, near the end of this episode, what those pin squats are from a power rack. But first, let me read a few excerpts from this powerful book. Here we go. Bodily Strength and Athletic Necessity. Clear the old throat there, kids. In my opinion, one cannot justifiably claim himself to be an athletic person in the true sense of the word, if he does not possess above average strength. It is this intrinsic quality that separates the champion from the also-ran, the above average player from the average player, and the healthy person from the unhealthy person. For you see, when the correct type of training is done, the whole body benefits. This includes the internal workings of the body, along with the external appearance of the muscular system to the eye of the beholder. And when the correct type of strengthening routine is used, you can be sure gains and results will shortly be on the way. For with the correct motivations, the correct diet, and last, but most assuredly not the least, the correct body strengthening routine, an aspiring athlete is at least just halfway up the ladder to success, so to speak. And here's where we start getting fired up and intense, my friend. Just what makes a successful athlete? Well, for one thing, a successful athlete must be a man of extreme self-confidence. He must possess an iron will. And if I may interject here, go on my YouTube channel and you will see me reading and going through a training routine with a excerpt from the book, An Iron Will. I highly recommend that book for everybody listening to the Strong Life Insider. In fact, it's required reading if you want to live a strong life. Go read that book, An Iron Will. Now, on to the reading again. His training must take up most of his life. Day in, day out, the betterment of himself in the eyes of his coach, competitors, fans, and spectators must play the most important aspect of his being, or he will most assuredly not make the grade. He cannot possibly allow himself the usual liberties that the common man is allowed. I'm reading that part again. He cannot possibly allow himself the usual liberties that the common man is allowed. No, he is an athlete. He is different. He is a man among men. He is superior. And because of his superiority, he must not allow himself to sink into the daily habits of average, normal men. Normal men can indulge occasionally in a night out on the town. Not so for the true athlete. He must conserve his energy for greater things. The average character can indulge himself in a glass or two of his favorite liquor. After all, he is not in training. But as for our athlete, well, he just has to satisfy himself with a glass or two of fresh fruit juice or milk. For the true athlete, life has little to offer in the way of pleasurable diversion. The only true joy for this type of fellow is the achievement of his training desires. Yes, that is the difference. The difference between the greats of our competitive sports and the also-rans. The greats of the greats-to-be had that magnificent fortitude which enabled them to continue on and on when the going got rough. They had that quality which is called internal strength. That is what the grit of champions is made of. Complete mental, physical, and spiritual accord, true athletic strength. Physical strength is the prime mover, so to speak, in an athletic body. It is what enables a runner to run faster, a high jumper to jump higher, a wrestler to exert greater crushing effort when in the ring. Do not confuse strength with technique. I'm gonna leave it there, guys, and I'm going to go on to the last part. I'm not going to read too much of it because I want you to do the research and I want you to do the work. That's what the strong life is about. It's not about me holding your hand or hand feeding you on a silver spoon, on a silver platter, giving you all the answers, telling you good job, patting you on the back. Oh, it's okay. No. It's about you being a workhorse and you being the best person you can be. You must destroy your old self, your older, weaker self. Whoever you were yesterday, destroy that person of yesterday and build yourself into a man or woman of greater strength inside and out, a superior man or woman to who you were yesterday. Let me get on to the next part that really hits home with the things I see at commercial gyms nowadays. Here we go. Brace yourselves for this one. And what about you fellows who perform some of the craziest types of movements I have ever seen or heard about in my life? Why is it you feel that you must go through all sorts of weird gyrations in order for you to competently work your arms? Why all those concentration curls? What size do you think they are going to give you? Can't you see that the lightness of the dumbbell will prohibit any possible great muscle size from coming your way? Why all those light tricep extensions? Do you enjoy strained elbows? Well, then just keep up the straining of your elbow joints in unnatural positions and you'll get all the strains you want. What's the matter with the, quote, old reliables, unquote? These movements have been building arm muscle before we were even born. What's the matter with the standing barbell curl or the alternate dumbbell curl? What's the matter with the close grip bench press or parallel bar dip for the triceps? Why must you use such light, cramping movements? These movements will not give you much useful, powerful size. The only thing these movements will do for you is make you believe you are more powerful. But you can be sure 35-pound concentration curls will not do a thing for your power, and without power, bulk is useless flesh. Remember that. Boom, baby. That's a little excerpt from Anthony DeTillo's book, The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power. Where can you find it? I'm not telling you. Do some research. Do some digging. It blows my mind when I post on Instagram. And I'm taking a little break from Instagram because it frustrates me that people want everything handed to them. I will post a photo of a book, the cover of the book. I'll post a page or two from the book. Then in the description, I will hashtag the name of the book, whatever it is, under hashtag Underground Strength Book. And then people will comment, what book is this? Where can I find it? We all know where we can find books. We all know where to look by now. We know where to look. Number two, what book title is this? Look at the hashtags. Look at the description. Look at the photos. These simple things, it just proves to me that people don't want to do the work, and that bothers me because I am about doing the work. You see, the little things tell me a lot about what kind of person you are. For example, every few months, I post the opportunity for an internship at the Underground Strength Gym. I post it on a job site, and the description asks that you upload your resume, and it asks that you submit a 2-minute video. I have probably had 100 applicants, and finally, today, somebody submitted a video. It blew my mind. And you know what's not shocking? The guy was a reservist in the Marines. You know what else is not shocking? He has his CSCS. That's a very hard exam. It's a very tough exam to study for. He has done internships at a Division I university, at a Division II university. This guy has proven to me that he's a worker. He's a Marine, for crying out loud. And I think that's the issue of today, is people don't pay attention to the details. 100 applicants and 1 out of 100 can provide a video. For like the past 2 years, he's the only guy who has done it. That right there sold me on him. That sold me on him. What about when you're lifting at somebody else's gym? Do you pick up after yourself? Do you make sure you don't leave the bathroom a mess? Let's say you use the sink or the toilet. Do you make it a mess and say, well, it's not mine. I'm not cleaning it. I don't work here. I don't own it. You see, those little details tell me everything about you. And so this book, The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power, it spoke a lot about the mindset required to be strong. Because you see, the strongest people, they know that true strength will always transcend the gym walls. That's it, my friends, for this episode of The Strong Life Insider. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are found. You could listen to this. We've also got The Strong Life Podcast. That is my longer, usually interview/Q&A style podcast. It's excellent. The most recent one I've done is with one of the world's top performance experts, Pete Bomarito. It was awesome. Make sure you listen to it. But I need your help with The Strong Life Insider. And because this is free for you, right? You don't pay for it. You get it for free. I put my time and effort and energy into it. I pay for the hosting. So I would like for you, if you found benefit, to share this with somebody. Just share it with one person. Send it to them in an email or as a text message. And if you enjoy it, leave a review. Leave a 5-star review and write a few sentences when you leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That's how more people find out about this. Take a screenshot, post it up. Get crazy for me, my friend. Get crazy. Share it out there. All right, guys, if you want more information on how to grow your knowledge as a strength coach, grow your business, go to undergroundstrengthcoach.com and undergroundstrengthcert.com. And to make sure you know when the next online Underground Strength Coach course is open, go to zachstrength.com, go to undergroundbizjournal.com. That's where you could get on the newsletters, get your free gifts from me, and be in the know when I release and open the doors for the next online Underground Strength and Sports Performance course. I'm out of here, guys. Stay strong. Be awesome. Destroy your older, weaker self. Build that iron will. Advance and conquer. Live the code 365. I'm out of here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.